Never, ever, ever, Muslim leaders reject call to denounce violent Quran. By Simon Kent on February 1, 2019. An Australian judge who said Muslim leaders should publicly denounce belligerent verses of the Quran has been warned not to offer Islamic scriptural guidance. Grand Mufti of Australia Dr. Ibrahim Abu Muhammad said Muslim leaders would never, ever, ever disavow verses of the Quran, while President of the Australian Muslim Women's Association Silma Iram said that it was not appropriate for a judge to delve into religious scripture interpretations. Both spoke the day after Justice Desmond Fagan said lethal messages derived from hostile passages of the Quran were not effectively countered by suggestions from various quarters that the verses had been cherry-picked or that Islam was an interpretive religion of peace. The incitements to violence which terrorists quote from the Quran cannot just be ignored by the many believers who desire harmonious coexistence. Those verses are not ignored by terrorists, Justice Fagan said in Sydney while delivering his judgment in the NSW Supreme Court in a case involving two convicted jihadis. SBS News reports Dr. Muhammad pointed out only two Quran verses talk about preemptive fighting, while Ms. Iram said that when the Quran is translated from Arabic to English, meaning and context is lost. The English translation does not convey the depths of meaning that the Quran actually holds for those relevant verses, she said. There are very few verses in the Quran that can be twisted for violent purposes, there are a lot more in other scriptures. That is why we are working as much as we can to educate Muslims on interpreting the Quran. Dr. Rapt Niyad, Australian Federation of Islamic Councils President, cautioned that a judge shouldn't be drawing conclusions on a religious text. A judge's role is to deal with the individual before the court and not the religion as a whole, he said in a statement. A judge in such circumstances is unlikely to have sufficient material before them to draw any conclusions about the religious position on such texts beyond what the individual in question may or may not believe. This is not the first time Islamic texts and their interpretation have publicly collided in Australia. Labour MP Ann Ali, it's important we don't use language that will divide the community, as opposed to singling out groups and religions. I don't care how politically desperate you are. More. Hashtag weekendlivepic.twitter.com/l4lsg4y. Sky News Australia, at Sky News Aust, November 10, 2018. He said while he supported religious freedom, religious extremism must be called out. Radical, violent, extremist Islam that opposes our very way of life, the Premier said. Religious extremism takes many forms around the world and no religion is immune from it. But here in Australia, we would be kidding ourselves if we did not call out the fact that the greatest threat of religious extremism in this country is the radical and dangerous ideology of extremists. The Australian National Imams Council responded immediately, calling the attack a national tragedy before adding it was outraged by the Prime Minister's linking Islam to any radical or dangerous jihadi ideology. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.